Good morning and welcome to the Monday, December 18th edition of Byers & Company. Nicole Bateman from Limitless Decatur and the EDC in the studios. Plus, we'll talk about American Bloom and Keep Decatur Beautiful with Jill Davis. All of that straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. By the way, are we getting to our deadline for our Decatur Blue Christmas giveaway?
Today is the day, last day to do that.
Okay, so we're giving away literally a Blue Christmas make gift giving and art contest. We've got Byers & Company Decatur Blue. You can literally, through today, upload your photo. Do we have that post that's going up here today?
Yep.
They're going to give away a 22 by 28 stretch canvas print valued at $80. All you have to do is upload your family Christmas photo to the Now Decatur Facebook page today. And don't forget to stretch that stretch canvas print. Makes a perfect affordable gift to the holiday season. The cool thing about this is they have these custom frames done right here in Decatur. You can get these stretch prints done at, like, the box stores, but it's plastic and it's cheap and it really isn't, and it's, like, twice as expensive. Or you can support locally. And you literally go to DecaturBlue.com. And you can order anywhere from 11 by 14, starting price at $42. They go all the way up to 40 by 60, which is $237. You can do a single print. You can do a collage. You can do whatever you want. You just upload the photo to Decatur Blue's site. And literally, they're going to print it on 17.5 mil acid-free artist stretch canvas. They're going to stretch it onto a one-inch wooden frame, and then they coat it with a protective matte finish so it lasts forever. Now, 5 to 7 business days for order completion, so you're running out of time if you want to get it for Christmas. I would give them a call today, but I think you could probably still get it this week if you put it in today. So literally, make gift-giving an art. Turn your digital photos into art. Give the perfect gift. This is great for grandparents or in-laws, you know, somebody who wants great memories. We had the nice picture of us that we did last year, which was fantastic, and then we gave one to mom and dad, and it's a perfect gift. Perfect gift.
And it's, you know, and you can do the pick collage, so, you know.
I like when people get really creative with that.
Yeah.
So however you want to do it, Decatur Blue and the Blue Christmas, make gift giving an art. Go to DecaturBlue.com and check it out today. You can also give them a call at 423-7589. They're located at 230 Westwood right here in downtown Decatur. They're also part of our Deck the Town contest. So if you win the $3,000 shopping spree, you can win a $100 gift card, which would pay for one of those that we're giving away. So good stuff. Nicole Bateman joins us fresh back from Disney World. You didn't travel back through Atlanta, did you?
No, we didn't. Thankfully, straight from Orlando to St. Louis.
Oh, that was a mess yesterday.
I and my husband did a pretty good job of, I think, checking out. So I had no idea until I was listening to your show this morning.
It was a nightmare. Now, if you've ever been to Atlanta's airport, it's hard to imagine shutting that entire thing down, right?
Huge.
I mean, it's a gigantic place, you know, and you think, how in the world do you have a power outage that knocks out an entire airport like that for hours?
Sounds like a nightmare. I mean, just thinking about the amount of time you got to get there ahead of time on a normal travel day with normal, you know, no delays and no weather issues or power outages, and it's already kind of annoying sitting in an airport.
Atlanta's bad enough on a good day when everything's humming.
Yes.
And I'm seeing pictures of people literally sleeping on, like, you know, like where they have the bags moving, you know, but there's no power, dark, and then people on runways. Because if they were getting ready to leave, they couldn't leave. They were just coming in. They couldn't get off. So people were on planes for 7 hours. What a mess that was. All I can be thankful
awful.
Is I'm not there.
No, yeah, me too. Yeah, nope, didn't go through Atlanta. So direct flight from Orlando to St. Louis.
All right.
Great.
So how was Mickey and the crew?
It was wonderful. It really is magical down there. I tell you, it's great, you know, when you're traveling with the TOT. They are so... clearly, the entire trip is customized for that, so you don't have to rock car seats.
They're customized for that and to remove money from your wallet.
Oh, my God.
It is second to none. I mean, Las Vegas does not – I mean, honest to God, the way they have envisioned, not just the price of admission, but everything after that, they have really mastered it.
It was a little nuts. So we were reading an article while we were there, and I guess I was surprised, too. You know, I started planning this only a couple months ago. Now I understand why folks plan a Disney World vacation like 6 months to a year in advance. And so we just pulled the trigger like 2 months ago. We're like, all right, let's do it. And so you're a little bit of crunch time, but yeah, you're right. Just the pricing of everything. And I think we were reading an article that said something like things that surpassed inflation, and Disney was one of them. So, like, you know, 30 years ago, tickets were $30 to get in. Now it's 300 something. I mean, it's stupid, but It was wonderful. Yeah, but, and it was about the time spent.
But,
and it was.
But the
magical.
Difference, though, 30 years ago, I mean, we used to have a phrase that we used in the world, and it would be, you know, that's an e-ticket ride. You don't have any idea what that means? Not in your lifetime, right? Because you would go to Disney World when I was a kid. And Epcot when it first opened, and you would get ticket books. I mean, you know, that $30.
Oh,
would, and
okay,
those tickets
yeah.
had a couple of e-tickets in there, and the e-tickets were the really good rides. You had, like, the crap tickets or the crap rides that nobody wanted. You had tons of those.
Right,
so, but you for the e-ticket, you know, you want to go yeah. to the Haunted House, you want to go to the, you know, those mm-hmm. were e-ticket rides. You had to buy more books mm-hmm. if you wanted. So it was a little deceiving a little in the price of admission. Now at least you get, because we buy the fast passes and all of that.
Well, and the app makes it awesome so you can see wait times, you can see, you know, where the characters are. So that was awesome. I got to tell you, and so our 3-year-old son was super excited to see Chip and Dale. I mean, of all the characters, Chip and Dale, and I'm not sure why.
That's an old character.
Super old. Yeah. But man, they crack him up. So we get to Magic Kingdom, and immediately, like when you walk in the gates, Chip and Dale are there. And then they start this, while we're waiting in line, this big Main Street parade, and they've got their sound system. I mean, just everywhere. So you were like in it, right? You just feel so swallowed up in all these characters and all this makeup. And it was almost like a little like Hunger Game-ish for a second. I mean, it was like, oh, what is going on? I mean, the music starts and here comes all these characters and all these children are just smiling.
Oh, I have no idea they're sending subliminal messages during all of
everywhere.
That. Yeah,
everywhere.
It is an art. I'm telling you.
But it was great. It was great. And the time away was wonderful. And it just is so fun to see things through a 3-year-old's eyes. I mean, everything was just amazing. So
it was wonderful. Good to have you back.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
All right. We got a lot to talk about
here
today, including what we can't talk about, which is the big announcement coming up at 4:00 this afternoon at mm-hmm. Eisenhower High School. We encourage you to come out and join us if you'd like. Be open to the public. We're going to do it in what is, I think, the most spectacular lobby of a school anywhere I've ever been.
It is gorgeous. Yeah. It really is. You know, and I think if you've not had a chance to travel to other high schools, as of late, you might take it for granted because ours is our Eisenhower.
It's amazing how easy we get used to something, right?
Totally.
We were used to the old building. Now we're kind of used to the new building.
Right.
And it is
spoiled.
The wow factor there. Mm-hmm. And it still looks exactly as it did when it opened. I mean, mm-hmm. to all those folks who are out there, like the naysayers, you know, the negative, well, those kids are just going to tear that up. It is amazingly a pristine condition.
Yep.
We spent all day, what was that, Wednesday of last week there.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the kids couldn't have been nicer. Hold doors, say ma'am and sir. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's like crazy.
You know, and it's interesting you bring that up because, a couple of years ago, we had a babysitter for our son who was a senior at Eisenhower. And we were talking about that. And she said, well, we know what people say about us. We're really aware that they think we're going to tear this high school up and mm-hmm. that we're not going to take care of it. And because of that, you know, they've taken great pride in it and they want to, prove you wrong, I think, which is great. That's kudos to the kids for, taking pride in their high school. It's wonderful.
Well, I think that once the announcement is made this afternoon, we talk about careers and industry and all of these things, you know, white collar, blue collar, the trades, mm-hmm. you know, are going to be impacted by what will come today at 4:00. It's going to be a great day indicator. And for me personally, not the end of the road because we've got a lot of work to do, but it is a long time in getting to this point, or at least mm-hmm. if you have a personality like mine, a long time in getting to this point. But all of the things seem to be firing. There is a difference in attitude right now among leadership across the board. And I don't mean that as a slight towards any old leadership or anything else. There just seems to be a cohesive train of thought running through education and business mm-hmm. and government right now that we really need to, even though the state of Illinois is suffering its own woes and you know, the national economy is starting to turn around and there's some good indicators, but we seem poised to be able to take advantage of that because we've got people that are pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it takes to make these types of things work. Timing, I'm a firm believer in timing is everything, but you must be prepared. And so we've been preparing for opportunities like this for a long time. But when the timing is right, when you have leadership in place that is ready to get that ball moving, that's what's going to set it off on a really great foundation.
I mean, that's the difference between failure or accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And it means that not that anyone's ever like actively against things. It's
no,
just you
no.
get like, you know, we, is interesting because we had this this forum on opioids and the growing problem it is for the United States of America.
Yep.
And it's amazing. You get all these people in a room and they all kind of do the same thing, but there's not necessarily as much communication as you would expect there to be. I mean, that's just right. Sort of the bureaucracy of whether it's health or education or government. And I think to overcome that takes extra work, but you have to have a willingness to understand by all the principles involved that maybe we could do a better job, communicating and pulling it together. And for now, at least for this project, you know, that's the reason this happened is that everybody said, yes, what do we need to do? And they came to the table ready to do the work.
Definitely. And I think we're seeing examples like that over and over again in the community and how then those projects become exceedingly successful because of the collaboration and because the extra work that people put in. You're right. It's not just doing the work. It's the extra work that goes
into
it.
It's not even the idea. You know, the idea is the same good idea it was 2 years ago or 4 years ago.
But it takes a lot of work, right, to get these things, to get them off the ground, to see that they continue to be successful and to have the support behind it that's needed to continue it. Because there's nothing worse than launching something exciting and then just it goes away.
Yeah, implementation is key. And I wanted to thank Dr. Paul Frigo and Zach at the Public Schools Foundation and everyone who's been involved in this entire conversation. It's going to be a big deal, and we'll be there at 4 o'clock today. Are we Facebooking that live? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, we are.
All right, so you'll be able to find out real time, and then we'll also be doing a video and story about it. But I'm very stoked, very excited. And once again, just the unbelievable opportunity that we have in this community. Once again, big thank you to firefighters and police department and the sheriff's office. Man, were they busy this weekend. We were out at the Kroger in Brentwood Village. By the way, that manager that I was talking about from Kentucky via Nigeria, he's in the picture there on my Facebook page, along with the sheriff's department and sheriff's office and the Decatur Police Department. We did our last fundraiser for Cops and Gobblers. We'll be at the Boys and Girls Club this Thursday handing out 600 turkeys and $625 Kroger gift cards.
Awesome.
But they also had Guns and Hoses going on for the Salvation Army. They had Shop with a Cop at Target on Saturday morning. So, I mean, you think about, like, once again, I know they probably do this stuff in bigger cities, but you know, generally where you have the problems that we see that pop up, you don't have the outreach. I don't think that you do in a community this size by our law enforcement reaching out, sort of being people's lives. And, man, they were all over it this weekend.
Yep, definitely. You know, and that's been an interesting part of my job, I guess, is getting to work closely with law enforcement to talk about, the safety aspects in the community and whatnot, and getting to know them. I mean, I think you're going to be hard pressed to find people that care more about the community than what they do. I mean, their hearts are in it. They're here to keep us safe. They want to be very much a part of the community. They're active in it. We're all shopping at the same stores. We're all, sending their kids to the same schools. I mean, it's a big part of what they do besides just keeping us safe from day to day.
Yeah, and the professionalism that they have. I mean, and one of the things I'm sworn to secrets I can't even talk about, but if I could tell you about it, I mean, we've got an officer right here that was recognized as the best in the nation at what he does. And didn't want it's part of the team,
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm literally out of thousands of people who do this across the United States of America, this guy was named the best in the entire country. And that's pretty amazing. But I just know them as people and their idea, this whole Cops and Gobblers, they came, I remember it distinctly. We were at it was before the Howard Buffett photography exhibit opened that night at Scoville Zoo because Howard, I was going to do an interview with Howard and we were going to, have an audience. We did, but he could we get a meeting with the police chief and Chad Larner, who had this idea. And so we said, absolutely, and we got behind it. And now we've been out at the Kroger locations for the last 3 weeks and we'll be at the Boys and Girls Club. What's cool is they're going to meet the Kroger truck on Highway 72 and escort them all the way to the Boys and Girls Club
awesome.
And then unload 600 turkeys. And I want to thank all the folks at Kroger who made this possible. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But this was their idea. This wasn't us going to the cops, hey, you should do something to boost morale or relationships. I mean, it was them coming to us saying, hey, would you mind helping? And it was absolutely. So it's been
awesome.
A great experience. And just having fun with these guys out at the Kroger out there and watching them interact with the community, it was a lot of fun. It was funny because they were so good at it. Chad's son came out in a full sheriff's uniform. I mean, he's like 8. and we turned around. We were at the South Shores Kroger last week, and his son and one of the kids from the Boys and Girls Club they disappeared, and they were walking down aisles soliciting people for money, as they were shopping. We're like, great initiative, guys, but I think you need to come back over here to the table. And we put the picture up, and Lindsay looked at it at first, and she goes, does that sheriff have a really small head? I'm like, it's an 8-year-old kid.
I mean, the uniform was on point. Yeah. So, I mean, this kid could have pulled people over.
Oh, man, that's cute.
Yeah,
cute.
It was a lot of fun. So we'll be out there this Thursday. You know, you see this, and I guess you see it more at the holiday time, but I think about this year, and I think about what we have done this year, just us as the Now Decatur crew and WSOY. It's been the busiest year of my 22 years or whatever doing this, by far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been one thing after another after another. And I don't mean sort of pie in the sky, this can happen someday things. I mean press conferences and ribbon cuttings and things that are concrete. It's been not a year without problems. I'm not trying to pie in the sky but it's been an amazing year.
It really has been, you know, and I think that's really important. You know, it's a sentimental time of year, you know, with the holidays, but it's also a time to really celebrate and look back and everything that we've accomplished as a community, you know, in our different neighborhoods, the different, you know, community-wide projects, but then even the projects within your own organizations. I mean, take the time to celebrate. And again, that's something you've done a very good job, and the Now Decatur team has done a very good job at hammering home the past several years, is take time to celebrate our accomplishments, because we are, I believe, a very hardworking community that just keeps our heads down. We keep working. We just keep working. But you got to take time to celebrate so that you're refreshed. You're ready to go for the new
Absolutely.
Year.
And then also working ahead. You know, we realize right now what we have a lot of jobs that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people that we can connect to those jobs.
Sure.
And that's a real problem.
Yep.
People who can't pass, you know, drug tests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got truck driving jobs. I know ADM, we talk about ADM. I just saw Continental Carbonic, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
Where these are stay-at-home jobs, by the way. You go home at night. You're not on the road. These are just all Midwest, inland port, and back and forth that are good-paying jobs. But we need to do a better job of connecting the kids at a younger age to these jobs and educating the public in general about these jobs and getting people ready to go, which is why I'm so excited about tonight at 4 o'clock. I mean, this isn't just rose-tinted glasses. I mean, we're doing the work that's going to be necessary for the long haul to change dynamics.
Right, absolutely. Yep. So this is in the type of work that'll be done through what we're going to announce at 4 o'clock is not only, you know, connecting with the jobs and the careers themselves and bringing awareness, but it's developing those leadership skills. All those soft skills that employers say are lacking will completely be solved through this opportunity. There's just so many enrichment opportunities that are going to come with this.
Well,
and
education, and I'd like to absolutely, I'd like to applaud public education for at least coming around to the point where they can now say, yes, if there's a path for you for a higher ed degree, a 4-year, 8-year degree, or you want to be a scientist or you want to be a doctor, that's great. But if that's not your path, here's a 2-year apprenticeship through the IBEW where you can make a really good living and become a member of the trades.
Yeah.
And we kind of, as a society, poo-pooed that for a while. You know, being a truck driver or a welder or an electrician wasn't an honorable way to earn a living or a great way to make a living. And I use this example all the time because there was an executive at ADM. We were at a community leaders breakfast, and I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. He said, you know, we spent a lot of money putting our daughter through the University of Illinois, a lot of money. And she makes $30,000 a year as a marketing executive. A kid could go through, you know, spend 2 years, no college debt, no problem at all. And by the time my daughter is a junior, they're making $60,000 a year debt free. And I don't know in any other world where you would tell me that this path doesn't make more sense than this path.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I think that's an important point too for parents and grandparents. You know, we've got to realize that things have changed in the manufacturing and in the trades. The technical skills that these students need these days are different than what was needed in the past. And so the floor, the landscapes, everything has changed. So really don't discourage your children if they're interested in something beyond college. You know, there's some really great career opportunities out there. And I think this program that we're going to be talking about this afternoon is going to, in large part, bring awareness to the entire community on what is available, but the very successful avenues that students can take that are beyond 4 years.
And this is literally, I've said this from day one, this is square peg and square hole.
Yes,
I mean, this is not pie in the sky. This is not, there are this huge umbrella of opportunities that is vast. And some of that is, you know, advanced degrees. And some of that is apprenticeships and trades and everything in between.
Right.
You just got to be able to see it. And I really think that if you tell kids, I think for so long, the message sent to these kids who are coming at such a disadvantage to begin with, some of them, is that you got to shoot for the moon. You know, this isn't the moon. This is reality you can shoot for.
Yes, exactly. You're going to be able to see it every day. And I think what I'm most excited about, too, is that this is going to bring the employers and those that are working in our community directly to the students. And they're going to get to coach them and mentor
absolutely.
Them and get to know them as people.
And some of that's
awesome.
Already going on.
It is.
You know,
yep,
congratulations again to
mm-hmm.
Johns Hill, who mm-hmm. won the regional championship for the robotic Lego competition that was held. And they've got a Caterpillar engineer that's been with them, you know, I mean, literally 6-7 o'clock at night, every night, and all semester with that team. And Caterpillar obviously sees the importance of developing future engineers, which is why they have their engineers in these programs sparking interest, mm-hmm. you know, for these kids. And mm-hmm. so this is just that on steroids.
Yes,
so
exactly,
it's going to
yes.
be a great deal.
Yeah.
All right, one quick break. Back to wrap things up with Nicole Bateman from Limitless Decatur and the EDC and the Midwest Inland Port. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Cloudy skies becoming mostly sunny and highs near 50. Tonight, clear lows around 40 for your Tuesday. Sunshine, highs near 54. And Wednesday, sunny highs near 46. It is 45 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Find the perfect gift for the golf lover and your family at the Countdown to Christmas sale at Red Tail Run. You'll find your favorite clothing brands, discounts on accessories, and the best merchandise from Red Tail Run and Hickory Point in one convenient location. Need stocking stuffers? Pick up a Park District gift card to be used for clubs, range balls, or rounds of golf. For the very best of golf this holiday season, visit Red Tail Run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily or call 422-2211. It's the Countdown to Christmas sale at Red Tail Run.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
With automated lighting control installation from Liaison Home Automation, every light you choose can be programmed and adjusted to the perfect level, all with the simple touch of a screen. Heading out the door in a hurry, the touch of a button will turn off all the lights in the house or leave on only the ones you choose. Take control of your energy costs by pre-setting your light usage in your home, customizable by time of day and or day of the week. Liaison Home Automation in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and liaisonhomes.com. Connect you to all things home.
Back here to wrap things up with Nicole Bateman from Limitless Decatur. She'll be with a large group of people at the main entryway there to Eisenhower High School at 4 o'clock this evening for a big announcement. And we got a lot to do this week. Man, I was just looking ahead. It's a busy, busy week. It's a good thing, though, right? We get a vacation after that. You just got a vacation, so.
I did. I know. It's like a wind down to wind back up to wind back down for the holidays.
It happens, and that's okay.
It's okay.
You know what? We've had a good year, Decatur. I think everybody needs to take time to reflect and just have some time off and celebrate, spend with family. But I do, instead of focusing on the negativity, and I know that there's a penchant for some people that that's just their nature. If you really do look at the last year and the things that have been announced and what we have accomplished and the things that are still to come, it was a pretty good year. Not a perfect year. We had, you know, we got things that we have to deal with, and we are. But if you look back and just mark all the success stories and the things that were unveiled and the ribbons that were cut and the announcements that were made, it was a pretty good damn year.
It was. You know, we did a great highlight reel together last year. Let's do it again this year.
We really should. Yeah. Go back. I think we go back through our timeline. I do this because the only reason I know is we have a company newsletter that we submit all the things that we're involved in.
Okay,
and
sure.
I get back and looking through those like from the last 12 months and go, man. You know, I mean,
lot,
every month
right,
there were
right.
like nine things that we were putting in there. So pretty amazing and great stuff. If people want to get involved with, I know you guys are still, you know, having ambassadors sign up and all of that.
Absolutely.
What's the best and easiest way to do that?
Go to limitlessdecatur.com and then hit the ambassador tab. Just sign up there. We keep you in the loop, kind of give you a sneak peek on different things that are happening in the community. And then when there's a kind of a large call for volunteers or an initiative that we need assistance with, we call on our ambassadors first.
Yeah, and you get to do fun, cool stuff. And you get to
absolutely.
Be a little behind the scenes, which is always fun.
VIP.
All right. Merry Christmas, Nicole.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you at 4 o'clock today at Eisenhower High School. Anybody wants to come out and join us, please do. Another great announcement for the greater Decatur community. All right. We're going to take a break from the news. We get back here, we will literally give away some tickets to see the Illini and so much more. Coming up on 8:30, Fox News is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Byers & Company.